Mornings on ABC Radio.
All right, now, fair warning, I'm about to play you something that may transport you back to high school.
First, let's take first principles, and let's see what it equals in this case, okay? So you start with the limit. What's f of x plus h? It's just the square root of x plus h, right? Okay, and then you've got minus f of x, which is that, and that's all divided by h. Now, remember, your goal is to get rid of this H.
Yeah, death to the H, I reckon. That is the voice of Eddie Wu. Now, if you've not heard of you, Eddie Wu, before, your kids almost definitely have. He runs a YouTube channel called WooTube. Well done, by the way. It's on YouTube. And Eddie started sharing maths lessons back in the year 2012 for a seriously ill student who was missing school. And now that channel has more than 100,000 subscribers. It's been viewed more than 8 million times around the world. Eddie, welcome to ABC Radio.
Mark, it's great to be here.
This is very exciting.
It's a really pinch yourself kind of moment in terms of I feel really lucky that I've found a vocation, something I love every day, and it's obviously meaningful and valuable to other people too.
Before we talk about the YouTube channel, which is clearly life-changing, let's just go back to maths, right? So I will be honest with you, and I'm sure this is true of a lot of people, but I struggled with maths in school. It's why I'm in the media. I can talk, cannot add, but I can talk. But what is it about maths that was exciting for you when you first got into it, maybe as a kid?
Well, I actually think it's really important that I get a confession right out of the way, which is that when I was at school, I was exactly the same way that you describe yourself. So English and history were my things, and I didn't discover what mathematics was until years after. Like when I was at university studying a degree, that was the first moment.
So what twigged? What changed? Where did you discover the interest in it?
I think for me, it was being taken out of an environment where maths was something which someone's telling you, you've got to do it. And why are we looking at this? Why do we have to learn how to do that? Oh, the answer I was just given was, you have an exam coming up. Those marks are important. And that was, you know, that was a standard answer. And I was a pretty good school kid, so I just accepted it. I had no reason to question it. But suddenly when I decided to teach it, I thought, now this is something I want to know. I want to develop a deeper understanding of it so I could show kids that. And when I flipped that premise around, that's where it really clicked for me.
So when you decided to go into teaching, was it the goal to teach maths, or was it the goal just to go into teaching?
The very first moment when I considered teaching as a profession, I just wanted to be with kids. I had some wonderful teachers when I was at school. I think of a couple, Mr. Brown, my agriculture teacher, Mr. Best, my music
teacher.
Everybody
had Mr. Brown. Everybody had Mr. Brown.
It's a great name. It gets around everywhere. And the thing about those subjects for me is I was never fantastic at those subjects, but it didn't matter to those teachers. I was there to learn. They were there to help me and guide me. And I immediately knew from them, wow, teachers get to have this immense positive influence on kids in a way that no one else can. And that was what I wanted a piece of.
Before we get into the YouTube channel, I just wanted to get back into that idea of maths. So for some people that find maths impenetrable, what do you reckon is the most misunderstood thing about maths as something you study in school?
I think there's two that I would go at. And the first one is that maths is just about numbers. And if you're really good with multiplying things and being able to, you know, work out a long division, that, oh, bam, you're good at maths. And actually, real-world mathematicians are actually some of the worst calculators in the entire world. What they can see is, what maths is really about, is patterns and relationships. And those are around us everywhere. So I think that's one of the things that gets people to say, well, you know, numbers don't get me excited, so I guess I'm not a maths person. And that shuts a lot of people down immediately. And then the other factor, of course, is that people don't recognize how much maths is just everywhere. Everyone's life, today more than ever, depends on mathematics. And we think of it as something for someone else, whereas I have this real core belief that actually it can richen and deepen the way that you think of and understand the world if you can embrace mathematics.
Take me back to that first video that you uploaded. We mentioned earlier that it was for a student who couldn't get to class. Walk me through that process.
When I found out for the first time that my student was going to be missing huge swaths of school, he was going to be 5 weeks at hospital, another 3 weeks actually recovering because his treatment was going to just destroy his immune system, I had this real sort of watershed moment where I thought, okay, I can make a choice here. I can say this happens all the time. We have processes for this. We're just going to, you know, package up all of the work you're supposed to do for the next few weeks and then say, off you go. We'll see you in a month and good luck. Or I could say, look, I actually have the power as an individual to do something about this. And this is what teachers do every day. We've got 30 students in the classroom. We've got maybe for a high school teacher, 100 students we're responsible for over the course of a year. And knowing what each of those kids needs and how we can best support their learning and their growth as a person, that's what we take on. That's our remit, our charge. And so I thought, you know what? I can do better than just sending this kid home with a textbook. I have a phone in my pocket. It can take video. It's a bit janky and the sound is terrible, but you can see what's happening on the whiteboard. You can hear my voice. And so much of maths, you need someone walking alongside with you okay, this bit's hard. Let's work through this. Let me give you an analogy for that. And I said, this is going to be just for him. What have I got to lose? And I pressed record on my first video.
And when did you realize that it was a hit?
Look, a hit's a funny word for me to describe this because it's just my everyday classroom. It's what you would see if you walked into any public school around the country and someone's working at the whiteboard or they're standing next to a student.
It's pretty lo-fi, isn't it?
It is. It's really simple and transparent. And I guess maybe the first time that it was a bit weird was when I went to my local butcher and I went to get, well, I don't know, 2 kilos of chicken wings and I ordered it and the guy came with the bag and he sort of looked at me and he gave me this strange sort of turned his head a little bit. He's like, do you teach maths? And I was kind of, where is this coming from? Is this one of my students who I've forgotten who their name is? Their face is not clear. And then, you know, I go to this school and my teacher showed me your videos and it's really helpful. And I was just blown away.
Wow.
So this has become something else.
So how much time, you still teach, yes?
I do,
okay,
yes.
So how much time do you split between making the videos and, you know, being a high school teacher is it's a full-time job, right? You know, it's still work, right? So how are you splitting your time up?
The splitting of time thing is a funny idea because really one of the reasons why this works for me and I think why it's been so useful to students and parents and other teachers is that it's in the classroom and so it's not like I go somewhere into a dark corner and I create the videos and then I provide them as a separate thing. It's live. It's happening with my students. That's why, you know, halfway through a video, you hear a knock at the door and I have to answer it because some kid has to get taken down to the deputy's office. It's just happening alongside my normal day-to-day teaching. And so I put a little bit of time in to editing and I'm putting it online and putting a name on it. But it's number one, it's pretty small. And number two, I've found that time is so precious and valuable and useful to so many people. Like people are watching YouTube when I'm fast asleep at night. It can do things and teach people in a way I never could.
It's very much built around what you're teaching your kids in a New South Wales curriculum, but you are watched by millions of people all around the world. Have you ever added in or done additional lessons for things that aren't necessarily in the New South Wales curriculum that are maybe in the Oregon or the Bristol or, you know, somewhere around the world? Have you ever been asked to do things that don't necessarily specifically speak to what's relevant to your class?
I think that the first thing to say is that I like to make my classroom a place where we're not just limited by the confines of, look, okay, you are supposed to learn this and no further because it is not written in any official syllabus document. You know, kids ask me questions all the time. And I had this wonderful girl 2 years ago and she said to me, hey, sir, why are rainbows circular? And she said, I don't know, she was obviously not paying that much attention in class, but she said to me, hey, what is that? And I realized I didn't know. So I went in and dug a little bit and I found out it connected to this piece of circle geometry that I actually do teach. And I said, you know what? You don't have to know this thing I'm about to show you, but give me 5 minutes and let me show you this. And I drew some diagrams on the board and we all learned something together. The other thing I guess to say is that mathematics is wonderful because it's a universal language. You know, that's why so many people around the world, even people who don't speak English, I had someone comment, he's like, I can learn your mathematics from you better in English than from my own teacher in German. And that's because mathematics can speak to all of us.
Where do you stand on the current state of diversity within Australia?
One of the best things, without question, about Australia is just what a broad range of kinds of people and cultures that are part of our society. And, you know, I was catching the train in today and I was just sitting at Railway Square watching this sea of people wash past. And you can see people of every background, every ethnicity, every color, and it's a beautiful thing to have all of us woven into one society. I think we've got a long way to go in terms of understanding how do we bring all those together in a harmonious way, because that's always hard. When people come together and they have different values and different priorities, of course it's going to be a challenge, but I view that as a great challenge to take up, and the fact that I was born here and this is my country too makes me feel really strongly about contributing to that.
Eddie Wu, you're a champion. So much fun to talk to you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mark.
Mornings on ABC Radio.